Savior, a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in His light, walk in His light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are His wonders and grand His ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come let us worship the Lord. Sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to answer the question, is the principle of sola fide biblical? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service today, teaching from chapter 6. Directly following this morning's worship service, there will be our quarterly congregational business meeting, and we encourage you to attend that meeting. There will also be a deacons meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the church here. And the deacons are asked not to eat dinner before they come to the meeting. A mystery. Then also tomorrow there will be a ladies' Bible study at 7 o'clock. That's August 24th tomorrow. And there is an insert in your bulletin with some details on that. If you have any questions, you can ask Mary Tomlinson or Raquel Otero or Dana Noriel. Our scripture reading, not tomorrow? Second Monday in September. I stand corrected. Thank you very much for that information. I was about to give you a bum steer. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Rebuild the lofty sky.
us continue our worship with hymn number 460, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 269, Under His Wings.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we open this service asking you, in the name of Jesus, our High Priest, to bless us through the praises of your name, the reading of your Holy Scripture, and then the exposition of your Scripture from Isaiah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to look upon your Bible. And thank you for the Holy Spirit to clear our mind and make us to understand your word in such a way that we can apply it to our life and grow in grace in this wonderful world that you have placed us. Lord, we pray that not only here in the auditorium of Bethel Baptist Church in California, the United States of America, but also across the world as the internet ministry functions and moves on, from England all the way to Korea and different places that we receive emails. And from every corner of the United States, from New York and from New Jersey and Texas and Arizona and South Carolina, in all over California. Thank you, Father, for the so many people listening and so many who are part of the membership here because they are on the extended church membership place. And so, Father, we thank you for those who faithfully support our ministry, and they live far away, but they know that the Word of God is blessing their heart. And so they are supporting the one that feed them, the church that feed them. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for allowing us to have physical missionaries across the world. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. And Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Dante and Maruja Rabines in the Amazon River in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diane Avila now in Costa Rica. South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy. And the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey as the minister and motorsport ministry across the country. And Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. And then, Father, we have a large number of students who are in college. Some of them, about half of them already left, and they are in their schools. And the others will leave maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after tomorrow. But I know this coming week, we will miss all the students who are in different colleges across the country. And so, Father, we pray for blessings, and we pray that you touch their life and protect their life, and that they accomplish the goal that they have purpose in their heart, but they never forget to live by Christ and by his wonderful direction that he gave us in his holy word. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to grow as a church for 27 years and to see our families and to see their children marry and then to see their children growing up. What a privilege I have as a pastor, and I want to thank you, Father, for your patience with me and your kindness with me and allowing me to be the pastor of this church. Now, bless our congregation today and bless those who participate, especially on the Bible reading, that we may treasure that word into our heart. And may today be a special day so that when we leave this place, we're a different person than when we came in. And Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving and we thank you, Lord, for the provision continually of the church, for the means, the people outside the church, those who are in the extended church and people inside the church, provide every Sunday so that we can carry on the ministry. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Before me, and the wind is blowing strong.
crisis around me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and He gives my spirit wings.
God gives me
as He goes. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above.
God gives wings
as He goes.
When my feet begin to stumble
and my dreams begin to crumble,
I mount up on eagle's wings.
Let us run the race with patience.
Let us lay each weight aside.
Looking only unto Jesus, He will be our faithful guide. He has run the race before us. He has won the victor's crown, and He calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground.
God gives wings
as He goes.
God gives wings
to fly and strength to rise above.
Choir, will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 796. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures which never change, even as you do not change that word which endures forever. Help us to be diligent in following the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we may never add to or take away from your word. We take comfort in the knowledge that though we may grow weary or tired, you have created all things and never sleep. We patiently wait upon you, knowing that you will bless us in our trials. Help us to be fixed on that day when the Lord will return in great power and glory, and our redemption will be complete. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to bring the message you would have us hear from the Scriptures. Also bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD so that we might apply what we learned today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?